Our guest analyst this afternoon, Zehner Group Ag Hedge Lead, Ted Seifert. Ted, grain markets a little softer pretty much across the board here today. Just kind of a risk-off trade?
Yeah, you said it, Randy. Risk-off indeed. You know, there's a lot going on with the tech market and therefore the stock market, and, you know, S&P down over 100 points. And that just generally causes risk off in a lot of places. Now, I say a lot of places because you look over at the cattle market, and that wasn't the case so much. But as far as the grains were concerned, with the funds building their new long positions, and especially in corn, they had decided to take some of that risk off, it seems. And you can also say that the Argentinian forecast might be a little bit more friendly. What we're trying to assess, though, is how much damage was done with the really dry January that they've had. I mean, they've had about half the amount of rain that they normally would. And that is a sort of a key time frame for them. So whether that rain is really going to help out a lot or not is a big question mark. And in the meantime, we continue to watch Mato Grosso in Brazil. Their planting progress for their second season corn crop is only at 1%, usually at about 11%. And that's because the soybean harvest is going very slowly with all the rains that they've been getting. It looks like they have a bit of a window to get in and get some harvest and also some corn planting done. But then there are some rains behind that again. So we're not quite out of the woods as far as the weather concerns are with South America. But as you led off with, Randy, I think today the feature really was that risk-off trade that was being brought about or triggered by what was going on with the stock markets.
Sure. What happened on the livestock side then?
You know, that just keeps going higher. The funds have a very long position there. As of the Commitment to Trader report, they were just shy of their previous record long. But, you know, that's as of last Tuesday, and there was a lot of strength after that. I'm thinking that the funds are record long now at this point, and they keep adding to that position. They see a breakout on the chart. They see cash cattle continuing to trade higher, record high prices. And that market just keeps following along. Now, I do worry that if we are going to have an extended break in the stock market, that maybe consumer demand might actually start to suffer, especially with high-priced beef. So I'm a little concerned about that, and I think producers should be taking a look at protecting the downside, not necessarily aggressive sales quite yet, but, you know, maybe some put options or setting a floor underneath us because you know, when we go up like this, Randy, a lot of times we come down just as fast. You know, you could make the argument that we're looking at sort of a blow-off top in the cattle. I can't say for sure, but that is a possibility. You know, you go back to the cattle feed report that we had on Friday, and that the placement number was really very bullish. But you do wonder now how much of that has been factored into the market.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of or paying attention to?
Well, you know, I'm very curious to see how this risk on trade goes for this week. Is this just the beginning of something that is quite a bit bigger, or are we dealing with just sort of a one-day correction in the market? I'm not exactly sure with the way things ended. I'm a little worried that this could turn into a bit of a deeper correction. And if that is the case, then I think we need to kind of take a look at some of these markets through a bit of a different lens than what we have been looking at. But again, I mean, we're talking some big, you know, outside market factors, and we're going to have to see how this week plays out.
Zehner Group Ag Hedge Lead, Ted Seifert.